This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for, what is the day today? It is the 9th. It's 2014. April 9th. It's 4-9. Episode, there's just too many numbers because it's episode 888. That's got to be lucky, right? Good morning, Horse World.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all. The day you either distinguish yourself or fade into the crowd.
Hang on, we're hitching a ride.
Daddy, I want another pony.
I put 40 hours in this weekend, man, it's only Wednesday. I've been cutting this damn heat all day long, there's got to be another way. So I pick up my guitar.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on Horses in the Morning. We really appreciate you being here. Jamie, you know how when you watch Big Bang Theory, you just don't get why 99% of the population beside you thinks it's the funniest thing on TV? You know how that happens?
Well, first of all, Glenn, 99% of the population is a strong number to watch that show. It's probably like 0.2 because that show is horrible. Carry on.
See? It's actually about 99%. But, you know, it's the same way I was flipping around the channels, and I came across baseball. Cincinnati was playing somebody. And I came across baseball, and I thought, well, I'll just watch baseball for a little while because Jamie seems to think it's the greatest thing, you know, since sliced bread. So I was watching baseball, and I got to tell you, I just don't. It's the same way you don't get Big Bang, I don't get baseball. I gave it a hell half an hour. I watched for a half an hour. I got through half an inning. Half an inning. It was ridiculous. It was
Glenn,
the slowest game I've ever seen. Now, my real question
problem.
For you is this. It's just
you
horrendously
watched Cincinnati.
Slow.
You watched Cincinnati, right? I mean, who watches Cincinnati? Whatever. Carry on. What's your next question?
How do they afford to stay in business playing baseball when there's 12 people in the stands?
What game were you watching?
The place was empty. Even Jennifer came in. I said, look at the stands. What, Jennifer, vouch for this. There was maybe 100 people in the stands. The place was empty. I mean, empty.
I can't,
how can you afford
I can't
to
figure
play
out.
Games like that?
Well, let's see. You were watching Cincinnati on a Monday afternoon, or Tuesday afternoon. Is that correct?
I even forget which day it was. But who cares? It's still a game. They have to turn the lights on. They have to have all those people in there. How do you afford to do it?
I'm assuming that they have some pretty good TV contracts, but it depends on who you're watching. Like, I watched some of the Braves game yesterday because I have the MLB Network online and we subscribe to that. And the Braves game was sold out. It was actually opening day for the Atlanta Braves, and they were honoring Hank Aaron's 715 home runs, and it was just really a beautiful spectacle, and the place was standing room only. So, you know, I don't know how some teams do it. I really think that they should revenue share, much like they do, I believe, in football, but I think of the same thing when I watch basketball. Like, there's 12 people in those stands. What an awful sport that is to watch.
You know what I find interesting here? We have Bright House as our cable company down here, and they cover most of Florida. And they actually have a Bright House High School Sports Network, and it covers high school sports. And they actually do a half-decent job with multiple cameras of, like, girls softball. First of all, I remember when I was in high school, 12 people, the parents, were the only ones watching girls softball, and yet they can afford to carry it on cable. I don't get that either, but... What do I know?
That sounds like apparently, something Texas would do.
Yeah. I don't get ball. I'll never get baseball. Sorry. I can't do it. I tried.
It's not for everybody. You just must not understand the scientific nuances of baseball and how every single thing is the perfect distance, and it's measured perfectly, and it's been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. Ray, baseball has marked the time. Don't make me start quoting James Earl Jones from Field of Dreams, because I will. I will do it.
You know, the other thing that gets me is the chewing and spitting. Oh, I'm sorry. They got to outlaw chewing and spitting. That's just gross.
I really think that most of them now just do the sunflower seeds.
They do
and
what?
It's still spitting. It's still spitting.
They
sorry.
Do what? Sunflower seeds and bubblegum together?
Yeah. No. No. That would be a sticky mess. I know. They do sunflower seeds and or every once in a while you'll see a guy with actual tobacco, but not very often anymore.
Huh. All right. Well, I gave it a try. College try. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's horse show?
On today's Crappy List Wednesday edition, we've got big headlines, big computer bugs, big country songs, big fun by way of useless, fascinating horse-centric factoids with a big prize at the end, and a big crappy list. So stay tuned for the big fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, my daily Winnie goes out to a listener by the name of Linda Gettig. She posted on my page, I don't know if I was supposed to share this, but sorry, Linda, I'm sharing it anyway because you deserve it. She posted on my page, "Hi, Gwen, I've heard you say many times that you buy lunch, drinks, etc. for men in uniform when you run into them. Well, you inspired me. Today at a Subway restaurant, I saw two soldiers eating lunch. It was too late to buy it for them, so I got them some cookies. But by the time I had paid, they were gone. As I crossed the parking lot contemplating my delicious cookie burden, they drove past. So I flagged them down, handed them the cookies, and thanked them for their service. They were very surprised and grateful. Thank you for the inspiration. My dad served in the Army for 38 years, and he thanks you, too." Good job, Linda. Yay.
Yay.
You
That's
know,
awesome.
And who got the most out of that was not the soldiers. It was Linda. Because you feel good all day after doing something like that. You paid it forward, and you did it for some servicemen who right now need it after everything that's been happening in the service. So good for you. And good for your
That's
dad.
That's awesome.
We appreciate
That's
him
awesome.
Serving. Your turn.
Glenn, what is the horse that you have chosen as our follow the horse to the Kentucky Derby?
California
the road?
Probe.
Yeah.
California Probe.
I got a little bit of news for you. Not bad news.
Uh-oh.
But just news that you have once again, my friend, chosen the favorite for the Kentucky Derby. This is not some secret that you have unearthed finding California Chrome. He is like across the board the favorite for every. There are writers right now, Glenn, saying that California Chrome is going to win the Triple Crown. The triple freaking crown. The horse hadn't even gotten to the Derby yet. Yeah, Steve Haskins from the Blood Horse is like, I know it's a little bit early, but I'm picking this horse to win the Triple Crown. Like, this is the kind of horse. The way that he won the Derby in Santa Anita, and they say that they didn't even go to the jock, didn't even go to the stick. Like, it was a hand ride, and he just got faster as he went. His works keep getting faster. They are literally saying that he is going to win the Triple Crown. So, you chose
Boy,
well.
Boy, I know how to pick them.
And what's funny is I know that you did not know that because you do
no,
zero research on any of the horses at all. So I know that you honestly chose this horse out of love, not because he is the predicted to win the Triple Crown this year, but my point is we can get excited about California Chrome. He's going to be the horse to take us out of that Triple Crown drought that we've had since 1978. I mean, come on. 26 years, people, or more than that. Let's do it.
You know what happens. Every time they predict a horse and it gets major hype before the Kentucky Derby, they come in like last. You know, that's what happens every time, the favored horses. Favorite horses just don't seem to do well at the Kentucky Derby.
I would.
They get in there with
20
others, and they just fall apart.
Very rarely does the favorite ever win, but it won last year. So, you know, Orb was the favorite last year, and he pulled it out. And so maybe it's weird, though, like the statistics of that is like 12% of the horses that go to post as favorites actually win. So it's a pretty low number. There's that. You've got California Chrome. Set your clocks to California Chrome because he is the one that they are predicting is going to win everything. Now, the other Daily Winnie that I have is officially, Horse of the Year, Wise Dan, in 2 days is going to make his 2014 debut when he takes on six other horses in the $300,000 Maker's Mark Mile at Keeneland. First start of the year. Maker's Mark Mile, Wise Dan, go to the betting windows and bet on every other horse because he's going to be like 1 to 10.
You're going to lose money if you bet on him.
You're going to lose
wins,
money.
You're going to owe them money.
Yeah, I think I'll bet $2 on Wise Dan. Okay, that'll be $70. Like, right? That's how much you're going to have to spend to make $2.
Well, before we get started into our fun show we have planned for you today, I do have some serious things on the tech side. I feel it's my obligation as Glenn the Geek to keep horse people up to date on some things. And one of the things I wanted to let everybody know, if you're still sitting around with an old computer that has Windows XP on it, Windows is no longer, after today, going to be doing any updates, any security updates, any updates of any kind for XP. They are officially declaring XP dead in their mind. So, yeah, so if you have an old computer, it will not get security updates anymore, and as time goes by, will become insecure. So I highly advise you to upgrade to a newer version of Windows and or buy a new computer. Probably cheaper to buy a new computer. So that's that. On that note, I'm not going to try and explain this because I listened to a half an hour of a bunch of tech geeks talk, security tech geeks talking about this morning on a podcast, and I tell you, I understood about 5 seconds of it, but I did get this out of it. There is a new bug that has hit the internet as of yesterday. It's called the Heartbleed bug, and what they're saying is this particular bug, it affects servers that provide websites. And they say that this particular vulnerability probably affects, get this, 3/4 of the Internet servers. So that's 3/4 of the websites on the Internet would be affected by this. And it's a vulnerability that allows hackers to get into the back end of the website and basically steal stuff. But the problem is there's no trace using this method for the hackers. There's no trace that they even did it, and you don't know if they did it on your server. So they could have come in and taken all your information, and you wouldn't even know. Whereas with most bugs, there's at least a trace. So computer experts are furiously trying to fix this vulnerability as of last night. I guarantee you there were a lot of geeks working overnight trying to fix this. The thing that the tech geeks said to do today is not to log in to anything that requires a password. And they said what happens is, especially your banks and things like that, they said most banks shouldn't be affected, but some might. So they said don't log in because what happens with this particular bug is it actually, you know, if they got in last night when the vulnerability became apparent, it will look for anybody getting in after the bug became effective on the server. So it's going to look for anybody logging in after until they've had a chance to fix it. So they say just give it a day or two before you log into your bank accounts and important websites like that. They said do most bugs require you to go out and change your password. They said that would be the wrong thing to do with this one because this bug will record the new password. It will find you doing that and record it. So they said best thing to do is just not do anything for a couple days that requires you to be checking accounts that are important. So that's what I learned about it. It was very complicated and a lot deeper than I ever wanted to get. But I just thought I'd throw it out there for everybody.
That is, I would like to say interesting, but I just fell asleep. So I don't even, you just come to my house and fix whatever.
Don't log into your bank account today or tomorrow. Give it 2 days for your bank to fix the problem if they have one.
Okay. That's
the
bullet point.
Bottom
That's
line.
What I need.
The bottom line is just don't do it. That's the bottom line.
Or your PayPal account or your Amazon account or your.
Yes. Now, Microsoft, Apple, and Microsoft and Apple were not affected by this. Those are the two biggies I know about anyway.
Okay. Now, while you just gave the horse people something on the tech side, I've got to talk to my girls for a second. Ladies, listen up. I'm reading a study that is saying you need to take off your bra. That's right. You heard it right.
This is more like a Friday show.
Apparently, women who wear their bras 24/7 are 125 times more likely to develop breast cancer than a woman who rarely or never wears a bra. If you sleep in your bra, 75% chance higher. Take your bras off, rub your boobies. That's what this story is saying, and this is the study done by Susan G. Komen and all that. So, ladies, make sure you take your bra off. Now, I am one who will double up now and then on the sports bra when I'm riding my horse. But when you get off, take it off. Let the girls fly. Let them go. It's saying that it traps, like, too much lymphatic fluid, blah, 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 all this scientific stuff. Basically, let your girls go. Let them out. You with me, Jen?
I am, too, by the way. I raise my hand, and I'm in full support. I'll say it.
Burn them
bras,
ladies. Burn them bras. Let's do it. Whole new generation of bra burners right here. See? I'm telling you. Let them breathe. Let them out.
I got a fun list for you guys today. I want to have time to do it because this was on BuzzFeed, and it was just so much fun. I have to read some of these to you. It's the 45 small things that just suck big time. And
wearing a bra is one of them.
Yeah, apparently. That's probably on the list here. So here are some things that you're going to find that just suck big time. One of them is Monday. Monday, just suck big time. Yeah, I get that. Opening a pack of Starburst and getting all lemons. Yeah, that was. Which is the worst of the Starburst. I haven't had a Starburst in like 20 years. I can't tell you the last time I had a Starburst.
The orange is the worst.
You think? What's that orange? How about with lollipops?
Which kind? It depends. What are we talking here?
I always liked the cherry. I'm still a cherry lollipop guy. I never liked the watermelon. It's like, oh, watermelon. It shouldn't be in a lollipop. It shouldn't be there. Finding a great parking space and then realizing you won't fit. That happened to us at the restaurant the other night. I go to pull in. It looks great. There's an open space. And then the one jerk has his tire over the line, and I'm not going to fit.
Yep. Drive a truck. It happens all the time.
All the time. Yes, it probably does when you drive a truck. And then getting a gift from your grandma, but finding out it's a Nickelback CD.
Nobody
and then to
that.
Follow that up, winning a radio contest and finding out it's Nickelback tickets.
I am sorry. On a side note, those listening, I cannot believe that Avril Lavigne married Chad Kroeger. Okay, Avril Lavigne married the lead singer of Nickelback. I'm like, what are they going to do? Just make bad music forever? Whatever. Let's move on. Carry on.
Would you feel obligated to go if you won Nickelback tickets?
Hell no. Somebody's going to buy that. Somebody must be buying their records for them to have 400 radio hits, okay? If somebody's going to pay for a Nickelback CD, somebody's going to want to buy the ticket. So, resale.
they are the most successful band that is a joke of everybody that I've ever seen.
It's shocking. It's shocking. Sounds the same.
I don't get it. Having to pee really bad when you're stuck in traffic. We have had that a few times when the traffic has been stopped for 4 hours. And, everybody starts hitting the side of the road.
Me.
Yes.
Glenn.
Yes.
You didn't notice this the other day because you would have swerved off the road and wrecked. We were cruising north on I-75 the other day, and you were driving. And we went past a minivan pulled alongside the road. We have tourists everywhere, so that happens. They have to feed the kids or change diapers or something. Lady got out of her minivan, dropped her drawers, and did her thing right there next to the minivan on the interstate in rush hour traffic.
And I missed it.
And you missed it.
I've got to pay attention more when I'm driving.
I'm glad I wasn't driving and noticed that because I would have wrecked. I'm sorry.
Usually they try and go, like, into the woods or something. But
no, right outside the van door. Yeah. I'm sorry, I had to get
I'll
that
outside the
waking
road.
Up,
I don't have a problem.
This happened to me this morning about 3 hours before. Waking up before your alarm goes off. Oh, that just sucks. And I woke up about 2 o'clock this morning, and I couldn't get back to sleep, so I got that. I have to know that one.
That's effing Frank for you right there.
You know what? It was effing Beast last night. He just found everything he could to knock over, crash, bang into, smack around the floor. I thought about you because the cat was driving me crazy last night.
Mm-hmm.
I did think about you. Let's see. When your taco shell breaks. Oh, and I know you appreciate that one because you're a Taco Bell girl. Don't you hate that? When the taco shell just breaks in half before you even take a bite.
I feel like tacos are only good for that first bite. And then the rest becomes a taco salad.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, God.
How about unexpectedly sitting on something wet? And, I imagine when you have kids, that even gets worse, doesn't it?
I'll let you know. We're not in that. I don't think we're to that phase yet. But, I know, like, every once in a while when it rains here, I'll go get on the gator to move the gator, and my butt gets wet. So, yeah, that sucks.
A car alarm repeatedly going off in the middle of the night. If you live in an apartment complex, you know all about that. We used to live in one that happened almost every single night.
Oh, that sucks.
And you know the guy who has the car alarm going off is the guy who can sleep through anything and does not wake up when his car alarm is going off every night. It's that guy. How about forgetting that you put a frozen pizza in the oven and then the smoke alarm goes off about 30 minutes later?
That does suck.
Yeah, we burnt the pizza to a crisp. Biting into a grainy apple.
Ew,
or, in my
sucks.
Case, an overripe banana. That would be
Now, what's the title of this list, Things That Suck?
Things That Suck Big Time. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All these things suck big time.
Yes. Little things that suck big time. How about when your Netflix freezes in the middle 50 times during a movie?
No, I hate that.
That's awful. Yeah, no. How about when you go to the beach and get sand into your bag of Doritos?
Do you know what this list should be called? Let me tell you we need to rename this list. This list should be called # First World Problems. Okay?
It is true. It's true. How about forgetting your phone at home? Oh, that's an awful feeling now. We're so addicted to our phones. Even if you go out to the store and I'm like halfway out the neighborhood, I'll turn around and come back and get my phone.
Okay, I got to read you the post that one of my girlfriends wrote this morning.
Okay.
And she's in radio and she's in Palm Beach. She's like, I can't breathe. I forgot my phone at home. I think I'm going to die. That was her Facebook post. And I feel like that too. It's like the worst feeling in the world. Chad will be like, I have my phone. Don't worry about it. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I have to play Words with Friends.
Are you still playing that, by the way?
Yeah, I'm unbeatable at this point, so thank you.
How about getting a piece of popcorn stuck in your teeth and it won't come out no matter what you do? And it just, it's there and it drives you nuts and you can't stop obsessing about it. Because your tongue won't stop obsessing about it. It's like a tongue, your tongue has a mind of its own when it comes to something stuck in your teeth. Waiting in line for a ride at the amusement park only to get the front and it closes for maintenance. Now that has happened to us many times at Disney. We'll be in line, you'll be in line for half an hour and all of a sudden the ride goes down. And then they make you stand there for another half an hour before they say, okay, you can get out of line now. That has happened to us many, many times. How about buying something and then you see it on sale the next week? You know, I think that you probably see that less now, don't you, than you used to?
You know, you say that, but, like, again, I like to think of it as I go to Target, and I may spend a little bit more money, but I'm not going to Walmart. But there are some things that I will go to Walmart for because it is cheaper. But for the most part, first world problems, I go to Target to not have to go to Walmart. And, yes, I will spend a little bit of extra money. And things, they have the exact same things. And I don't know why the exact same products are more expensive at Target, but they are, and I pay it just so I don't have to go to Walmart. Thank you.
This is one of the worst ones. Getting a friend request from your mom on Facebook.
You know what? That's not the worst, because I encourage my mom to get on Facebook so she can actually see photos of my child, because I'm not going to email her every single day.
I think that's more
of
your teenager.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what it is now at my age? It's getting friend requests from my friend's parents. Like, you don't need to be on Facebook. I think, yeah, when you're a teenager getting requests from your parents, now it's my friend's parents that are, like, in their 70s, and they're, like, they think this is hilarious, this whole Facebook thing, it's really neat. I don't need to keep – why do I need to be friends with you? I never see you. It doesn't really matter. But carry on. Sorry.
Well, those are just some of the small things that suck big time. Thanks to BuzzFeed for that list. Now let's talk about our sponsor for this half hour, and then we're going to go over to Victoria from Horse and Country TV with the European Report. We would like to thank Quincy Books for sponsoring our Rolex coverage. Horse and kids are a winning combination. The Quincy the Horse books are the perfect choice for children in K through 4 who love horses. The entire series is now available in both keepsake hardcover and e-books. The Quincy the Horse books and author Camille Matthews will be at the I Make Horse Calls booth in the center area of the covered arena throughout the Rolex event. She'll be there signing books, so you can check them out. If you have anybody, a child in your life that's that age, it would be a good time to go get a signed copy for a gift. Hold it till Christmas, use it for birthdays, or just give it to them right away. Visit thequincythehorse.com for more information, and you can find the series on Amazon and also at bookstores everywhere. That's Quincy the Horse Books. You'll find it, and the author is Camille Matthews. Thank you to them for sponsoring our Rolex coverage. We'll be coming to you live on the Friday of Rolex, and also live on the Sunday of Rolex, a rare, very rare Sunday live show here on Horses in the Morning. All right, Jamie, you're up.
All right, Victoria Spicer from Horse and Country TV, our favorite voice that we hear all week long. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Glenn, don't you have some intro music for her? There we go. Make it official.
She needs her proper royal introduction.
Now it's time for the European Report with Horse and Country TV.
Now, Victoria, I know you have a laundry list of things that you would like to talk about, but I have only one thing that I want to talk about, and that is the royal baby. Where are they now, and what are they doing? Oh, my God.
I think they're in New Zealand or something, but I saw the baby amid lots of other babies at nursery, and they're all crawling and sitting around, and this baby's trying to climb up and stand and walk around. He's obviously, like, quite an advanced baby, or future heir to the throne.
Yeah, he's kind of a big deal. And I'm really excited about, you know what, when I look at him, my girlfriend actually said she has a baby kind of the same age, and we all three of us, my friend, myself, and, you know, the Duchess of Cambridge, all had our children kind of right around the same time. So it's really fun to look at him and kind of compare him to my child. My child is cuter, but he's got a little bit more in the bloodline lineage than I do, sadly. But he is prince. He is the prince, and, you know, we love him. We love him.
Yes, and quite nice. You know, he's only a few months old and getting to go on holiday to New Zealand. I didn't get to do that, so I'm quite jealous.
I wonder if they have to have, like, he has to have his own passport. Like, do babies need passports? And if you are a prince, do you need a passport, or they just say, come on through?
Well, there's that old story that the Queen just shows a stamp when she wants to identify herself, or a bank note was the other one. But yeah, I was thinking about, you know, when you were going on a first flight with a young baby, and how parents are always really nervous because half the passengers are thinking, oh, what a sweet little baby, and the other half are thinking, please, can somebody shut that baby up? And I thought, I wonder if they were at all worried, and then I thought they probably flew there on their own little private plane, so it didn't matter if the baby cried for 24 hours all the way to New Zealand.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh, my God, that would be the longest flight ever to take a baby on. And then you realize, like, nanny, take my baby and take it to the back of the plane, because we have the whole plane to ourselves. It's not like the prince is crammed in the coach. You know,
I die. And even if he was, I can't imagine that people would get away with touching and scowling at the future heir. So they'd
definitely
have to
not
put up with it.
Definitely not. Okay, that is my my Prince George update for you guys. He is in another country. He is being a I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but he is ambassador. Yes, thank you. He is being an ambassador for babies everywhere, and we love him and wish him the best. Okay, talk to us about horses. Let's go.
I have been listening for the past 20 minutes or so, and there's been quite a lot of non-horsey chat, including bra burning and Nickelback. So I feel I am putting the horses into horses in the morning here.
So real quick now, would you go to a Nickelback concert?
I'm not a big Nickelback fan, it has to be said. So, no. The next concert I'm going to in the summer is Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam playing in the UK.
My husband just went when they were here, and he said it was amazing. So I saw them when I was a teenager, and I had to babysit. So it was a great show, he said. Jennifer, as our intrepid producer, can you please put on Facebook on Horses in the Morning a poll to see how many of our listeners like Nickelback versus how many of our listeners would like to set their hair on fire instead of go to a concert? Okay, that'd be great. Okay, anyway. Talk to us about
back
what's
to
going on in Horse and Country TV.
Indeed. Well, we've had a news story up today that's been pretty popular, which is basically about a survey by the British Grooms Association. And, you know, we all have this kind of impression of what it's like working with horses, that you're not going to make a fortune and it is long hours and you have to do it because you love it. But actually, this survey has found that people are working in basically illegal circumstances. They're not getting paid the minimum wage. A lot of them aren't getting pay slips, and they're not getting holidays or pensions or anything else that other employees get. And it's quite an interesting study, because we've also had a lot of news stories and reaction about how riders are finding it really hard to get good grooms and to retain them. So there does seem to be a bit of a gap between getting good grooms into the industry and keeping them there by giving them decent paying conditions. So I don't know if it's the same problem over there, but here it's a big issue.
It's absolutely. I mean, it is no surprise that illegal people work with horses, and that is is there a different nationality of illegal workers, undocumented
workers? it's more that they are doing the job, but it's their employers that are not meeting legal requirements, which include giving their employees payslips and having a written contract. So you have to have those if you're employing people. But I think so much of the horse world is all about, you know, casual agreements and turning up and getting cash in hand at the end of the week and stuff. So that's where the illegality comes into it.
Yes, that is a definitely a big problem here in the States, too, but we don't require contracts for employment anywhere. It's nice to have, but it's not required. So I would say about 99% of people are probably in some sort of illegal situation.
Yeah, my first thought was, grooms get paid? That was my first.
Yeah, we have indentured servitude over here called working students.
Exactly.
We have those as well, certainly. And, you know, a lot of people who want to make careers as riders, it is a great thing. But it does tend to kind of perpetuate this myth of young people can only become riders if they have money and backing. Because when I was that age and I was competing a lot in my late teens, and at one point I wanted to go off and ride for a while, and my mom was just like, no, go get a job. And so I had to part-time and fund my study, and it was never an option for me. And there are probably a lot of talented people who just don't get the opportunity and don't get to become riders because they don't have parents who will pay for them to go and be unpaid working people for 6 months or a year.
Now, we got most of that, but the gist of it is the fact that, you can't – I couldn't afford to do that either when I was doing, you know, I remember being 21 and I worked for a top level event rider, and I worked for money, and everybody else there was shocked that I was getting paid. I'm like, who's going to pay my rent? Like, what do you mean you're just here? You don't get paid. How is that a job? Oh, okay. You have parents with money. Got it. Yeah. That wasn't happening with me. Moving on, what is the next story that you have? Because I don't want to mispronounce it.
Well, the big event on Saturday was Abbey's Grand National. And I know we talked to you quite a lot about jump racing and how it's a much bigger sport here in the UK than it is over in the States. This is probably the most famous and biggest and most watched race in the world. I think there's something like 300 million people watch it worldwide, which sounds ridiculous, but that's the official viewing figures. And it's a crazy race. It's huge fences. They're not like any other fences you get in jump racing. The course
the Grand
is more than
National
4 miles long.
Is what you're talking about. Okay, the whole movie National Velvet was made about the Grand National.
Indeed, yes. We still haven't had any females winning in the race, despite what the film said. but it remains as challenging as ever. It's huge. It's vast fields of 40 horses, and it's very exciting. And the winner was called Pino Duray, and he was from a really small yard with just 12 horses, and he's been earmarked as a Grand National contender. Not many people tipped him up. A couple did. And he went off at 25-1 and won by a fair distance. So it was a great race. And yet again, for the second year in a row, there's massive relief in the racing world because no horses were injured in the race. And it has been a race that it has attracted negative criticism. And every year, a lot of kind of very kind of hardline animal rights activists are calling for it to be banned and, you know, saying it's all just about money. And they've made a number of safety changes to try and make the race safer, but it's impossible to eradicate risk completely from any equestrian sport. And it is frustrating as a racing fan and someone who follows every equestrian sport that sadly there are a risk in every sport. And, you know, there was two horses that died eventing at the weekend, and all we can do is try and make it as safe as possible. But the Grand National is a spectacle because it is big and fast and exciting with a big field, and there has to be some kind of balance between heritage and safety.
Man, and this horse went off at 25-1. Please tell me you put $2 on it.
I wish I did. I had a second, the horse who was second Balthazar King, and I had Alvarado. So they both placed, but I didn't make much money. It wasn't great. It was a good day for bookmakers. But quite often in the Grand National, that's what you get, because there's 40 horses. So in the last, I think last year, the winner was 66-1. They had 100-1 shot a few years ago that won. So it's not, 25-1 is actually not one of the biggest outsiders we've had in recent years.
Wow! Yeah, that would be a hard one to make on the books, because, hey, you could crash at fence number one. Here you go. But
indeed,
what an amazing...
the one of the race favorites, I think, fell quite early on the race. The jockey just tipped out the saddle, and that was the one everybody was hoping would win and make their fortune. So that is the Grand National, and that's what makes it such an exciting race.
It is. It is. Now, moving on, let's see. Talk to me about Laura Collette.
Well, Laura is one of our kind of up-and-coming top riders. She's been in the news quite a lot over the past couple of years. First of all, because she got given one of the most famous jump horses in racing's history, who's called Cottle Star. He's won Cheltenham Gold Cup. He's won the King George multiple times. He's a very, very famous horse. And when he came out of racing, he went to Laura. And there was a lot of discussion about it. So that's when she kind of got into the public's consciousness. And then last year, she was off eventing, and she had a terrible, terrible fall. And it was touch and go. You know, she woke up in intensive care and found her aunt sitting at the end of her bed. And she was like, she's from New Zealand. What on earth is she doing here? And she'd basically flown in because Laura was in a critical state. And if you watch this video, she talks really honestly and frankly about what happens in the fall and the injuries it caused. And it's actually, she's talked to Horse and Country, and I think it's the first time she's talked to anyone about this, but she's lost the sight in one of her eyes. And so she's now back eventing. She's at the top level again. I think she's coming to badminton in a few weeks' time. But she is now judging strides better than a lot of riders with only one eye able to see.
That's absolutely amazing that, that just goes to show you that eventing is in your blood, or riding horses is in your blood, that you can have some sort of massive accident like that, and the only thing you think of is, when can I get back in the tack?
Absolutely, and she did say that she doesn't remember a lot of the day. She doesn't remember waking up or going to the show. It's all just been lost in the accident, and I think that helped her. It removed some of the fear, and she was back at eventing a few months later, so she really is a remarkable young woman.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, hold on, Glenn, where is the music for, let's see, I've got to play, hold on, I'm going to find it. Glenn, where, play the music, oh, here we go, ready? We have an announcement to make.
Now it's time for the European.
I must have that. Blah, blah, blah. This Monday, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you're sitting down for those of our listeners in England, because this Monday, Black Beauty returns to your screen.
Indeed. We are bringing back the new adventures of Black Beauty, so we're all very excited about it.
That's right. Say it again. Like BD7. Now, what are you guys, you're celebrating somehow, is that correct?
We are. We're trying to encourage everybody to join the Black Beauty theme song, because everybody loves the theme song. You can watch it on our website. And we want people to sing the Black Beauty theme song. And you should all enter, because the first prize is an iPad Mini and also a DVD box set of the original series. And all you have to do is sing the Black Beauty theme song. A black horse in the background is not obligatory, so just get your video phones out and start singing.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You have been invited to sing the Black Beauty theme song, which is on Horse and Country TV website. You can watch it, you can sing it, and you can win. And that, Glenn, are you there? Glenn, are you here? He's fallen asleep.
Well, I am, but I was looking at the next story because I'm bored about the Black Beauty thing. But I was looking at the next story that she had on the list, because I just don't get the whole Black Beauty thing. Go ahead.
Black Beauty is loved
and beloved by all, Glenn, all except for you, the man who doesn't like baseball either. So it's, you know, you need to revisit your priorities. So here we go. Black Beauty.
I am looking at my priorities. I'm watching a video that they have up of a guy driving 15 horses at once.
That's incredible.
All right, go on to that story. My point is made that, yes, Black Beauty comes back on Monday. What's
so
the next story? Go ahead.
Hey, I got to tell you, I got to tell Victoria that I drove a Ford hand for the first time last Friday.
Wow,
so
that's very cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. That was hard. Because you got four reins in one hand, you know, all that stuff. I just counted. This guy has 8 sets of reins, and he's driving 15 horses, and it's Percheron horses. These are large draft horses, and it's not a normal configuration. It's like 1, 2, 2, 4, 4. I mean, it's very odd, the configuration here. It's just a lot of horses.
I think they call it a pyramid, so it should be a kind of triangle shape with more horses near the back at the carriage and then just one horse leading it. But it was just incredible. We had a picture of the day a few weeks ago with 12 horses, which everybody then argued was 10 horses. So you should go and have a look on this picture. It's a link from the video. And see if you can spot the 12 horses. You have to count the hind legs because everybody was convinced there was only 10 and that. Horse and country team, being me, were unable to count, but I can count really. So everybody was surprised about that. So when I saw this video on Facebook of 15 horses at once, I had to post it, and it's been very popular.
I wonder how long it takes to harness up. I knew how long it took them, almost an hour to harness up 4 and get them all set. To do 15?
it's just incredible.
Yeah, that's something else. I'm going to be reposting that on the Driving Radio Show. Thank you for that. It made my day.
My pleasure.
I love
Percheron. Well, Victoria, thank you for entertaining Glenn, even though the breaking news today is about Black Beauty, and you can win an iPad and go ahead and do that. But anyway, thank you for coming on. You guys go to horseandcountry.tv to check out this video and more videos and enter contests and see adorable pictures of horses and ponies and kids and all those kinds of things. So, Victoria, thank you very much for joining us, and we will talk to you again next week.
My pleasure. I'm off to burn my bra and listen to Nickelback.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what we want to hear.
Burn it, baby, burn it. Jennifer, were you able to post the thing on Horses in the Morning, whether people like Nickelback or not? Let's see.
She's here.
I think she's on mute. Jennifer?
I'm here, yes. The Nickelback post, it came back not allowed. So I'm going to try again. There was some kind of hitch in that. Yeah.
Okay.
It saw that the word Nickelback was in it, and even Facebook doesn't like them.
Yeah. And something about this group not allowed. So I'm going to try again.
Okay.
Happy Barbie posted? Did you see Happy Barbie's post? I got to read this, and I don't know if she wanted me to read this, but sorry, Happy Barbie, you posted it. She says, Nickelback, let's say no, I will not be attending a concert. Glenn will like the reason why. I used to bartend at a fine go-go establishment. I.e. strip club. And let's just say I heard the CD more than once. So, yes, I will pass.
Amen,
there's a unique
sister.
Reason.
Amen, sister. I used to bartend at a naked bar.
At a what?
I was about to say the word I'm not allowed to say. So I bartended at a strip club, let's say that. But it's a nicer way to put it. Barbie, what was it like dancing in front of people? She's a good-looking girl. I can't lie. All right, let's go to our song, please. Save me.
Yeah, let's do that before you get in trouble.
This is one of my favorites. One of my favorite songs, Glenn, and I'm so happy that you uploaded, even though we're still mad at Garth Brooks. This Garth Brooks song, you recognize it because Dan Roberts actually wrote it. And Dan Roberts, friend of the show, you can go back and listen to his musical episode. This is The Beaches of Cheyenne by Dan Roberts, as covered by Garth Brooks.
Right after this word from Equestrian Collections. Glenn here from the Horse Radio Network, and I'm back with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with the Equestrian Collections Product of the Week.
This week I'm going to be featuring the Micklem Bridle. It comes in two types, the Micklem Competition and the Malti Bridle. The Competition Bridle is the one I'm going to mostly talk about today. You can use it in showing, but the main thing I want to talk about is the fact that this is a very equine-friendly bridle. The entire design is put together for the horse's benefit and comfort. The top of the bridle, the pole area, is it's wider, and it's designed to take pressure off the pole. It's a little bit lower on the cheeks, so it takes the pressure off of the that area right underneath the eyes where the some of the nerve points come out. And it also is like a crank noseband, but it's not so low, so you don't actually, you know, a lot of times when you crank down a noseband, you there's some nerves down there that your horse's muzzle completely gets numb, and
yep.
You can almost always tell that when you take your bridle off. If your horse is scratching his nose on his leg, it's because he's just now getting feeling back into his nose. It also will point, I'm sure all of your listeners have seen skulls, horse skulls, the little fragile nose bones, the little pointy ones at the top. It protects those. And you can also use it without the bit, or you can use it with the bit. So it's very, very multi-use. The Competition one is approved. It also now comes in black. So that's made a whole new life for Micklem's been around a while, but it's a whole new life for these because now it comes in black, so you can use it on your with your black dressage tack. The multi-purpose one has a little ring for so you can lunge. So there's a lot of different things you can use with this bridle. It's less than $200, and you get several different types of bridles out of it. And you will really be doing your horse a big favor. When you buy this bridle, it comes with this information packet, a lot of information about how and why to use it. Highly recommend it. Everybody here is getting one.
And I'll tell you what, we had William Micklem on the show on Horses in the Morning last week. It was on January the 4th. We had him on talking about the bridle and why it was so good. He was at the American Equestrian Trade Association show. We got to interview him in person. And then we had him on the following day talking about his breeding program of some of the most famous bent horses in the world. So you can find that all over at horsesinthemorning.com as well. But you can buy the bridle, more importantly, at equestriancollections.com. Just search for Micklem, M-I-C-K-L-E-M, at equestriancollections.com.
Up all his buckles, shipped his saddle to his dad. By the way the house looked, she must have took it bad. The workers come on Monday to fix the door, patch the walls. They say she just went crazy the night she got the call. He was up in Wyoming, through a bull no man could ride. He promised her he'd turn out, well it turned out that he lied. And all the dreams that they'd been living in the California sand died right there beside him in Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that you can go down by the water and see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. They never found her body, just her diary by the bed. Told about the fight they'd had and the words that she had said. When he told her he was riding, she said that I don't give a damn if you never come back from Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Nobody can explain it. Some say she's still alive. They even claim they've seen her on the shoreline late at night. And if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne.
That is The Beaches of Cheyenne with Dan Roberts. You can find all of his music at danroberts.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek, and I am here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair today. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Jamie, you know how we talk about Kickstarter projects occasionally that are out there for the horse world. Well, there was one that came up yesterday that caught my attention in the tech world, and it's called the Micro. Started on Kickstarter yesterday, and of course that's the crowdfunding website. They were hoping to get $50,000, and the Micro is a consumer 3D printer. It's a little 3D printer you can use to make, you know, 3D printers are becoming popular now, where you can actually print out actual items. It'll create an item for you. I don't know, you want to make a spoon, you can make a spoon or whatever. Well, they've always been thousands of dollars, and they're very expensive, and they take very long, and the stuff you put in them, the media that you put in to make the stuff is very expensive. So this company came up with one that it's going to be $300, and anybody can own it. So they went on Kickstarter yesterday hoping to reach $50,000. And in a matter of 24 hours, they are up to $1.6 million.
Wow.
24 hours. 5,939 people have backed it in 24 hours. Yeah, I thought 3D printers sounded kind of stupid, because what actually could you make that would be, you know, that would be something you couldn't buy for 12 cents at the store? You know what I mean? What are you going to make that you can't just go buy? So anyway, $1.6 million in one day.
Amazing.
So
somebody
out there wants a 3D printer, I guess.
I guess so. Whatever. Yeah, we talked about the 3D horseshoes and all that kind of stuff that they can make, and somebody out there's making some money.
If you had a piece of your harness break, or you had a piece of tack break, and you could just print it out and put it on, that would be good, I guess.
It's hard to wrap my brain around it. I don't even understand it. It's like you can just create something out of nothing. Amazing. Let's go to the game.
Well, and I think that everybody is ready, so we should be good.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge, where each week a different unsuspecting world-renowned celebrity equestrian is pitted against a humble Horses in the Morning listener willing to risk it all for a prize package or a nod of approval from one of the greats from the equestrian universe. Now, let the battle of equestrian acuity begin.
Well, Jamie, this EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge is brought to you by our friends at Equity. Tell us about them.
Well, you just can't get any better than an Equity fork. And again, I hate to keep saying this, but it's true. You know, I have students that I let come to my house, and, you know, on the weekends, if they want to ride a horse, that's fine. You go for a trail ride, have fun. But to do that, you have to clean a pasture. You can't just come over here and ride a horse. That's not how we all grew up. And I try to give them a little bit of a taste of reality when they are coming over. You know, what we did is we had to work for our rides when we were young. And so I try to keep that going. And how I keep that going is they have to clean the pasture, but they are not allowed to use the flexion fork. And because I still have some, you know, crappy forks, I finger quotes, crappy forks, I make them use those because I don't feel like they deserve or have earned the right to have such a fantastic piece of equipment to do a job like that. You know, those of us that have been doing this for, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 years, however old you are, however old you want to admit you are, we have earned the right to have some nicer forks, and that is what you get with the flexion fork. That's the one that I have. I have a couple, and then I have a couple crappy forks that when they break, I will not go buy another one, and it's not when they break. If they break, it's when they break. When the kids break them, then I will let them start to move on because I'm not ever buying a crappy fork ever again. You know, you pay, it's about $50 for the flexion fork. And, you know, the other forks now are $25. And I've had my flexion fork for years now. And the crappy forks don't last 6 months. So do the math. Invest in one of these better forks, and it'll last longer. You get what you pay for. It's a fantastic product. Go to EquityMFG.com to see more. Shaken Fork, they have those. ShakenFork.com, you can go do it. Pretty much put in Flex In Fork into Google, and you will find it because everybody who owns one swears by them. They will. You will have it forever. And if you don't, like, if you're like me, and you run over it with your gator, and it keeps going, you will understand that these things are amazing. They're really amazing, and they change the way that you clean your pastures, and they don't get stuck in the grass. And all the good things that we have said about them are all true. Go ahead and get one, EquityMFG.com.
Thank you, Jamie. Well, our celebrity today, playing against one of our fine listeners, is a friend of ours. She is also the first celebrity to play in the Celebrity Trivia Challenge. That is an Emmy Award winner. And, of course, we're talking about Darley Newman of Equitrekking. Hello, Darley.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. I thought I would embarrass you this morning on Facebook. I put the beautiful Emmy-winning Darley Newman. Yeah, but I didn't want to totally embarrass you today. So.
That is very nice of you. I am appreciative of that.
Well, you are the first Emmy winner that we have had play the game, so no pressure.
She's the only Emmy winner that we've had on the show, period. She's the only Emmy winner we know. She slums it with us. How about that?
Well, now, there's no pressure. You're representing the entire Hollywood community.
Oh, my God. Well, I know I was wondering what kind of questions I'm going to get. I was listening to one of your shows from, one of the previous shows, and I was hearing everybody rail against Jennifer for the questions. They were so difficult. And I was like, I hope she's going to be nice to me this morning.
Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com for your complaints. Carry on.
Well, tell us real quick what is going on in the world of Equitrekking and Darley.
We are preparing to go down to Nicaragua to film, which is going to be interesting. It's supposedly the next Costa Rica, and we've been to Costa Rica. So we're interested to kind of see what it's like in Nicaragua. It's a more up-and-coming destination. And getting ready for summer, we're publishing lots of great travel deals on equitrekking.com and resources so people can plan their riding vacations.
Terrific. And of course, you have Equitrekking Travel still, right?
We do. We have three websites now, top20ranches.com, equitrekkingtravel.com, and equitrekking.com. So all of them are great places to kind of look and dream about where you want to go next.
When do you have time to ride in all these exotic places?
I know, right? Like, let me get back to the website, and then I'll be back on the horse. Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, darling, we appreciate you being brave enough to come out here, and I know that you are playing for a charity. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm actually going to play for American Friends of the Brook. And in my travels, I mean, obviously, I go to a lot of different places, many of them exotic. And, you know, a big concern when we're looking at a place to ride is how are the animals cared for. And the Brook is an organization that works to improve the lives of working horses, donkeys, and mules in some of the world's poorest communities. So it's an organization we've covered for Equitrekking.com and are really interested in because we are just interested in seeing horses get great care all around the world. And, you know, when you help a horse that someone depends on for their livelihood, you're helping the whole community.
Very good. Well, thank you for that, darling. We appreciate you selecting such a cool charity.
Yeah.
And now you're going to meet your challenger. Her
okay.
name is Hillary Borneman, and she is from New Jersey. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning.
Well, thank
Hi,
you so much for joining us this morning.
Sure. I'm excited to play, but I'm a little nervous about the question.
We both are, Hillary.
You're not the only one. So now tell us, Hillary, a little about yourself and your horses.
Well, I don't actually own horses right now. I used to ride hunters, and I just switched over to eventing. So I'm kind of traveling down that path as a lesson rider at the moment. But, you know, just always loved it. So.
Very good. Well, Jamie's going to say you have now seen the light. You've
now
come over.
Traveled to the dark side, seen the light, whichever one of those fits.
Yes. Have you been a rider
so
all
far,
your life?
So good. Yeah. I've had horses ever since I was a kid. But when I moved to New Jersey, I kind of had to put that aside for work and the whole bit. So looking to change that up in the next few years, but just not quite ready yet.
All right, well, you're playing for a couple of prizes. We have the original Sword No More Liniment, became famous for its natural herbal-based cooling formula. So Sword No More Performance Liniment maintains the same, how do you say that word, Jamie? Is it arnica?
Oh, yeah, it's arnica.
Arnica base and capsaicin-free formula as the original Sore No More, but also it removes the lobelia, which will test on and is against FEI regulations. So you're going to be able to use this. It's the only liniment that's safe for FEI competitors, but it's also safe for use with laser, magnetic, and ceramic fiber therapy. And I don't know if you're taking lessons, you can use it on your lesson horse. And just as an additional thing, we are offering up, because I can't do this anymore because we're not playing the wheel, I am going to clean out my closet and send you a box of crap from my closet if you win. So you're going to get my box of crap. So,
right.
And darling, if your charity wins, they probably can use neither one of these. We will make a cash donation to your charity.
I want the box. I
want
to see.
You
what
want the
comes
box of
there.
Crap? All right, I'll send you the box of crap.
I'm just kidding.
That won't be a problem. Get it out of my closet. I won't have a problem with that at all. So now there are two things before Jamie gets to the questions and explains that. If you get a question, you have 5 seconds, and if you get a question incorrectly, you will hear the high school basketball buzzer. If you get it correctly, you'll hear the bell. All right, Jamie, take it away.
All right. Darlie, Hillary, thank you very much for your patience. We've got through all the details. Now it's time to get down to it. Now, don't be nervous because all the questions are equally as hard for one another. So there you go. Now, we're going to start. How this works is I'm going to ask Hillary a question, then I'm going to ask Darlie. We're going to go back and forth, and we do have a tiebreaker question, and I will explain that when we get to it if we need it. Oh, sound good?
Sounds good.
Hillary, just so you know, by the time you leave talking to Darla, you will have booked an equestrian vacation. It is what I do every time she comes on the show. I book equestrian vacations. I've been to Spain because of Darla, okay? Actually, Darla, I'm going to Diamond D Ranch in Idaho. You're going to have to check that one out and let me know how it's going to go because I'm super excited. It's a new dude ranch. It's not even on your top 20 ranches website yet.
Oh, well, so, okay, I definitely need a full report on that. I'm excited.
See, equestrian vacations will be booked once you talk to Darla, so that's the way it works. Because
great.
She inspires you. Okay, Hillary, I'm going to go with your question first, okay? Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Good news is it's true or false, so you got a 50-50 shot. I have no idea what this was, okay? A Volte is always ridden on three tracks, just like a shoulder in. True or false?
True.
Oh. It is false. And if you can tell me what a Volte is, I will give you $100 because I don't know what it is.
It's a 10-meter circle.
Okay, well, I'm not giving you $100 if you were right. So it is actually false. It's not written on three tracks, just like a shoulder in. Okay, so here we go. Darla, your question is also true or false, and I am currently behind $100. The Largo, Darla, I expect that you know this one.
Okay.
The Largo is the fastest of the Paso Fino's three ambling gates. True or false?
False.
Could earn my $100 back.
It sounded slow, Largo. Large.
It does sound slow.
See,
now,
Darla,
have you ridden Paso?
Like small, medium, Largo. But I figured, yeah, Darla, have you ridden Paso?
I have, but I don't know all the gates. I just know that they're smooth, and I like that.
All right, so currently the true-false questions, both you guys were on the wrong side of the 50%, and we are at 0-0. Currently 0-0. We will go to question number 2, and this is for Hillary. Hillary, this is multiple choice, okay? So wait till I give you all the selections. There are only 6 4-star level events annually worldwide, like Rolex, right? And they are in Britain, USA, Germany, Australia. So they are all in Britain, Great Britain, USA, Germany, Australia, and what other country? Is it A, France, B, the Netherlands, and C, Dubai?
Oh, in France. Hey.
Yay!
Woohoo!
You are correct. Po is the final event that is in France. And so those are the only 6 4-star level events. And for those who have not seen a 4-star level event, you can see Glenn and I at the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event. It is only like 2 or 3 weeks away. I'm so excited. Okay, let's move on.
Before you go on, I think, Darla, that's where we met for the first time, wasn't it, at Rolex?
Yeah, and a nice in-person meeting, which is rare these days. So, yeah.
Yeah.
No way. Are you going to be there this year?
I'm not going to be there this year, but probably in the next year or two I'll come back again. I might be in Kentucky in the fall. So if anyone's going to be there, let me know.
That does me no good. It does me no good. But enjoy that trip. But I would say that being at Rolex or riding horses in Nicaragua, it's pretty close, but I'm gonna lean towards Nicaragua. So,
hey, Kentucky in the spring is so pretty, though, when the flowers are blooming. I mean, that's one of the best times to be there.
I know, and seeing all the babies in the pasture.
Yeah. Oh,
book some time to drive around everybody who's going. Okay, question number 2. Now, being a world traveler, Darla, I'm expecting you to know this one. It is multiple choice.
Pressure.
I know, right? The Mongol Derby is the world's longest horse race, covering 1,000 kilometers
along the Mongolian steppes? In what year was the Mongol Derby first run? Is it A, 1902, B, 1987, or C, 2009?
I'll go with C because I know it's new.
Yay for you. We're
that
tied up.
Yes, we are tied 1-1.
Uh-oh, Hillary. It's getting heated.
That's right.
It's a heated battle. Now, I need you guys to both swear you're not going to Google right now, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
No Googling. Hillary, number three, spell the word Connemara.
Connemara. C-O-N-N-E-M-E-R-A.
Oh, so close.
See, it's all in the way that I say it, and I'm sorry I have a little southern twang. It's actually Connemara. C-O-N-N-E-M-A-R-A. You were so close. One vowel off, sadly.
And Hillary, you got to look that one up because that is a beautiful place if you ever get to go to Ireland. It's one of my favorite places for riding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. She's going to have you in Ireland by the end of the show.
It wouldn't be hard to convince me. It's just a matter of paying for it.
She'll take your credit card right here on the show.
Sure.
God, I love Darlie. Okay, here we go. Darlie.
Yes.
Spell the word Frisian.
F-R-I-E-S-I-A-N.
Oh, that's right. That is correct. Very
that
good,
is correct. Darlie, you take it at the 2-1. Hillary, what do you guys think? Should I go ahead and do the tiebreaker?
Just go for it.
Fun?
Yeah, just for fun.
we can do the tiebreaker for the box of crap. There we go. Tiebreaker. Whoever gets the tiebreaker gets the box of crap.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
I need
we
that.
We want it out of here.
All yeah, right. For sure. So the way that this works is you are going to use your name as your buzzer, okay, because I can't tell you guys part. So name is your buzzer. And this is the game called Name the TV Star. I'm going to read off some clues, or name the movie star, really. I'm going to read off some clues, and when you I'm going to keep going until you recognize the name. Once you recognize the name, you use your name as your buzzer, and then I will call on you, and you will be able to say who this movie star is. Are you ready?
Okay.
In 2002, this person authored the book Riding Lessons, Everything That Matters in Life I Learned from Horses. She owns Andalusian and Lusitano horses. She is a board member of the California Horse Racing Board. She only... sadly, has 961 likes on her Facebook page. We got to do better than that. And finally, she famously sported beaded cornrows in her 1979 flick, 10, with Dudley Moore.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, guys, come on.
Hillary,
you
got to take this one.
It's Hillary.
Yes, that's right.
Hillary says Bo Derek.
Thank you, Hillary.
Oh,
Bo Derek.
Oh.
Bo Derek,
wow,
yes.
If it wasn't for beaded cornrows, I would have had no idea.
Hey, I can tell you guys are chicks because any guy would have gotten that. We would have known that one.
That's funny.
The sexiest scene in any movie ever is that scene of her walking out of the water.
Yes, I was going to say emerging out of the water with a like white bikini with cornrows. Yeah. That's definitely Bo Derek. And she still looks that good today, which just is
look,
ridiculous.
Even your son likes Bo Derek.
I know. He heard Bo Derek. He came running. All right, so let's see. The box of crap is going to go to Hillary, and a cash donation will be made to Darlie's charity, which is American Friends of the Broke. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, they're actually in Kentucky. And your friends with Horse and Country would know the main brook because it's out of the UK.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Well, thank you, Darlie. We cannot thank you enough for being the celebrity. Hillary, enjoy your trip to Ireland. It's going to be wonderful.
Thank you.
Nicole, Darlie, we'll take your information after the call.
And I can't wait to hear about the Diamond D in Idaho. I'm excited to hear about that.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to go. I'm so excited. It's gorgeous. It's off the grid. It's going to be amazing. And
nice.
But it'll be in August, because I'm getting the hell out of Phoenix in August is what I'm doing.
Necessary.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Hillary, any parting words?
Yeah, actually, I have my very first horse trial coming up, and I know that you're very good at dressage, so I was wondering if you could give me a little inspiration.
You want me to give you dressage inspiration?
A little bit. I mean, you had that really good test, right?
I have had one.
Okay,
it was
fine.
A fluke. She whipped, and, whipped at the judge, and he liked her. He thought she was cute.
Listen, here's your dressage inspiration. I'm going to give it to you. Have you listened to the whole show? Because I mentioned something earlier in the show that may help you. If it is a male judge, burn your bra ahead of time, okay? No bras in dressage. If you want to distract from your horse not being on the bit, from him making circles that are either too large or too small, just go braless. Love that.
Okay, fine.
If it's a female judge, you're just screwed. Sorry.
Yeah,
you're screwed. No, Hillary, seriously, congratulations. That's awesome. Please call back and let us know how it goes. Please, please, please. I wish you the best of luck. Which one is it, and when are you doing it?
It's going to be May 25th at Burgundy Hollow, and I'm doing the very, very lowest intro level. But it'll be exciting for me. So.
That's so super fun. Congratulations, and I can't wait to hear about it. Okay, get those. All you have to do is get those 20-meter circles to be 20 meters and practice going straight and a straight halt. Those are going to be your biggest marks, so make sure you practice your geometry and your straight lines.
Okay.
All right,
thank
Hillary.
You.
Good luck,
Hillary.
Good luck.
And, Darlie, you're going to your first show this weekend?
No, you won't see me competing. I'm a little too sloppy for that.
Well, we love your show, and if you guys want to find Darlie, what is the website? You find you on Facebook, but what is the best website to find you at?
You can find us on equitrekking.com.
Excellent. I DVR your show. I watch every single one of them, and we're huge fans. So thank you very much for being on, and congratulations for winning, and we will talk to you again very soon, and I'll let you know about the Diamond D Ranch.
Oh, no, thank you so much. This was fun, guys. Thanks.
All right, see you, Darlie.
Okay, bye.
These celebrities are to come on here and put up with our questions. And
they are. She's so awesome anyway, and I really wish Hillary the best of luck in her horse trial and in Ireland, because I know she's going to go now.
I can't believe she asked you dressage advice, though. As soon as I heard that, I was cracking up over here. I had to put myself on mute.
Who is she talking to? Yeah, I'm like, who's she talking to? She talking to me? She's talking to Darlie. I had one dressage test where I got 2 9s, which is ridiculous. And I think the judge had been drinking. So, you know, it's like, but I wish her the best.
So the rule is then you make sure your dressage test is in the afternoon and you have a guy. That's the rule.
Yeah. You know, it all ties together, Glenn. It all ties together. The story I read about women, you need to not wear bras and getting a perfect dressage score, it all goes.
I want to let you know that I'm fully supporting that. It is horse husband approved. So, I'm behind you, James.
No pun intended. I'm behind you, supporting.
Jennifer, what are our prizes for Friday's Really Bad Ads?
This week in the prize table, we have prizes from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment salve and spray are 100% all natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for all manner of cuts and scrapes on your horse or pony. And Dr. Rose's is the must-have product here at HRN headquarters to keep BT Scooter's delicate white pasterns free of dew poisoning. Ask for Dr. Remedies at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. And also on the prize table this week, a prize from horsegroomingsolutions.com. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. And you can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. And which one is your favorite healthy hair care product, Glenn?
Oh, I used it again over the weekend. I love the herbal wash. Oh, I just love that stuff. That is a godsend. I think God invented that for horse husbands, because we can just wash the horses and not have to worry about anything. It's like taking your horse to the car wash. So nice.
Anything to make it less horsey and more auto mechanic-like, okay?
Yeah, that's right. You know what I really like about that? There's a lot of those kind of horse washes in those funny bottles like the herbal wash is, where you just squirt and it sucks up there's a lot of them like that, but this one rinses so nicely. You know, we used one of the others, but the suds were so hard to rinse out. This one rinses so nicely, and they're just all smooth when they're done. I love that stuff.
Yeah. And the Silverado Detangler is amazing from that line of products from Horse Grooming Solutions, too. Go to horsegroomingsolutions.com to see what we're talking about, because it's amazing. You just put a tiny little bit on your fingertips and just barely touch your horse's tail, and it is detangled for a week. It's amazing. I love that stuff, too, and now all my horses now have pretty tails. Where before, I'm not really a groomer. I'm kind of like, okay, the baby is currently sleeping. I need to get this horse groomed or tacked up, and I got to go, blah, blah, blah. Kids, let's go. And this all of a sudden has made things a lot easier.
Well, you can find links to today's guests in the show notes at horsesinthemorning.com, and you can also listen to all 888 of our past episodes over there. You can safely go to our website. There's nothing going to be a problem. You don't have to log into anything, so you're good. And you can also listen to our app. Download it. Go to the iOS or Android app store, and on your phone, download it. It's the simplest, easiest way to listen to our shows. You can follow Horse Radio Network on Twitter at Horse Radio, and you can have all of the Horse Radio Network shows with you. Oh, I already said that. Sorry. That was a repeat. And you can also still find us on iTunes. We haven't given that up. So all of you people who listen on iTunes, we are still there. We're not giving that up. Thank you to our sponsors, EquityMSG.com, EquestrianCollections.com, and Quincy the Horse Books. We appreciate your support. We'll be back with a recorded episode tomorrow, and then live back with you. Are you here Friday, Jamie? You're here Friday, right?
I think so, hopefully. Lord willing,
okay,
creek don't rise.
All right, good. All right, then we'll see you on Friday, everybody. Have a terrific day. Be safe and wear your helmet.
Spay, neuter, geld. Watch baseball.
Ugh.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamroller, erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time.
And it takes that long to play a game.
People will come, Ray. They most definitely will come.